Now, how does the committee feel about that suggestion? Maybe someone could move that for me because I can't move my hand.
I think that was
Lisa's motion or Bill's motion.
Oh, okay.
That may have been a collaborative effort, but I so move what you just said, but I would just like to add a little friendly amendment.
No, it's okay, Lisa. I'll give the credit. I didn't hear create a checklist and that from the management letter and the policies and procedures manual after you've done the comparison. So I'm willing to, that's fine.
Okay.
So everybody meant,
right,
which is like you said, a collaboration, that's fine. Then
right.
I don't have a problem with that.
Right. And I don't think, for the record, I don't think I was the one who officially proposed that, but I think we were all kind of like coming to that conclusion. But I would also just like to add that as part of this, because I guess
Lisa,
it needs to be officially said that
Lisa,
that the
question, could you, point of information, could you tell me what you're adding this to? Because you mean to what he had just said?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Maybe
you could put it together.
Right.
Maybe we'll all work on it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let me just say, I was going to say that I think that the finance committee should also be able to have some review of the document, you know, the policies and procedures manual that was started. And so, I guess let me try to put this in a formal motion, which I'm so bad at. But I move that we begin to look at a work from the policies and procedures manual that was adopted in 2007. I believe the PMB passed it, that we have the CFO, we have feedback from the CFO or input from the CFO, the National Finance Committee, as well as the auditor, and we also compare the management report that the auditor submitted and to do the checklist as Nia recommended, based on what was in the what's in the policies and procedures manual already.
I'd like
you talk very fast, Phil.
I do.
This is Leslie. Could I get on the staff?
I heard Leslie first, and then I heard
right.
Bill.
Bill.
Leslie and then Bill. Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
I can't clear this up off the top of my head, but I actually hear two motions here. And one is the revision of the current policies and procedures manual, and the other is compliance with the current policies and procedures manual. And I think we need to divide those efforts somehow. I think they're both important, frankly, but I don't think we can ask in the same motion that we look at revisions to the manual and then ask how they're complying with the current manual. And can somebody help me out here and divide those into two motions if you think I'm on the right track?
I heard something about a checklist from the policies and procedures manual. I'm not sure where that fit in.
Well, that's how you would monitor.
No. I meant in terms her question about dividing it. When I heard her restate what she heard as the two separate parts of this, I didn't hear her mention checklist.
Madam Chair, could I go back through a little bit of that for?
And if I could answer that, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
I think what I'm hearing is the checklist goes with the current policies and procedures manual, but I'm not sure, and that's part of my confusion.
We're talking
about both a future and the present policies and procedures manual. And I think we're trying to do too much in one motion because this has to get through the PNB.
Yeah. Okay. Do we need a separate motion for revision? After all, our auditor hasn't even seen our current policies and procedure manual.
Will the meeting come to order, please? I did not recognize you.
Sorry.
I think I heard, well, I can answer Leslie's question. I'm speaking of what was already approved to come up with the checklist to answer that question to make sure that on a monthly basis that is being complied with. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair,
okay.
May I get on the stack?
One second. Yes, Campbell. I think Bill is next on the stack, if I heard correctly.
Yes.
Bill, then Campbell.
Yeah, and I like what I like what Leslie was saying, and I actually have a question for Tony about that, and this is partly for people that are on this committee who are not at the Washington, D.C. meeting and did not hear Tony, what he told us then. But I would like Tony to repeat, if I understood it correctly, you told us then that we had two of the problems we had. One was we were not following all the procedures we did have, and second, that the procedures were not adequate. And what, so I, if that's still correct, are you including some of the specifics for both of those things in your in the audit so that we can either include them in the checklist or make sure that the manual gets revised accordingly?
Well, yes, you're right. The procedures, you do have procedures that you weren't following according to your own internal policies. And I'm sorry, what was the other part of the question?
Well, and you said that there were, I think you told us in DC, in Washington, D.C., that they were also inadequate, that we needed some additional or different.
That's right. They needed
also.
Additional. They need to beefing up. They need significant beefing up.
So my question is, will the audit have the specifics that on those items that you're recommending?
Well, that in effect is what our management letter does. It addresses the different issues that we've identified.
Okay.
And
all right.
All right.
That takes care of it then.
Yeah. Where we feel that you need to focus on.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. So that's where the comparison would come in, Bill. I heard Campbell and then Seth.
Right. One thing that I believe you had mentioned that in the beginning was that you wanted to make sure that the audit committee members are as involved as possible and that we compare the procedures manual from 07 with the management letter to see where these are, where there are any inconsistencies. And then we would come up with a checklist, as that's the notation that I had there, for the policies and procedures manual in terms of improving. And I thought that you subsequently said that we can talk with the ED and CFO and, you know, see what we can collaborate on. And then you mentioned the having a checklist on a monthly basis. So there are these particular parts, as I heard it.
Okay, so let's move some of the parts around. When we do the comparison, the policies and procedures manual and the management letter?
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For example, let's say hypothetically speaking, Tony found a check that was signed by one person instead of two persons, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want on that checklist for checks. We should have categories, and the categories could be the same that are currently in the policies and procedures manual. And, you know, to sign a check for $500, two signatures, under $500, one signature. That type of thing, in addition to whatever else he mentions in the management letter that fits within that particular category, that would now become a checklist item. People would have to comply with. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
After we come up with that, which I'm going to suggest a working group to do that, the working group comes back to the full committee, the audit committee. We will discuss it, right? We could do it along with the ED and the CFO if we want to have a special meeting, but then there will be too many meetings. But the committee should have an opportunity, the rest of the committee members, to give its input. Am I clear? So far?
Okay.
No.
I understand you.
Okay. Who was that? That was Seth? Okay. Seth, you're next on this. But I want to make sure that Campbell, am I clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Next,
could you read
Seth?
It back, Campbell?
I thought you were getting ready to ask me to read it back, Jay. I got nervous, Jay, because I didn't even write it down.
Okay, I was just putting brackets around the pieces that I had here. First is that we have the audit committee as involved as possible, comparing the policies and procedures manual from 07 with the management letter and see where there are inconsistencies. Then we need to come up with a checklist from the policies and procedures manual. And in doing this, we can talk with the ED and CFO and see where we can collaborate on this. And then each month that there can be a checkoff as to whether what's actually taking place in the field is what is intended. Did I get close?
Yes, you were there. But be sure that whatever additional items that Tony mentioned that's not in the policies and procedures manual, those items will now need to become part of the checklist.
Okay.
I think that's key. Remember, he said it needs improvement.
Right.
Okay. Seth? Go ahead, Seth.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I approve of... can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
I approve of what the chair and the other people said, but I think it's impractical. In other words, let me just give two examples, because I was able to use time to read pretty extensively from the previous policies and procedures manual, which is pretty good, and which I take it from his prior comments that our auditor hasn't seen. So every month the assistant controller will review the general ledger manual and calculate so-and-so, and then we would say check. And the assistant controller will compare and review the, and they would say check. And then on the station level, approval of the general manager for this kind of check and two signatures and all that kind of stuff, original invoice. Now, basically, normally in a company, that would be handled by an audit department that would report to the audit committee. And, you know, there would be special staff, and they would do that, and we obviously can't have that. And then... in addition to that, which seems to me that you're asking the audit committee to take the role of the audit department, maybe because we're poor or something like that, and because the work has to be done, I think that would get into the area of micromanagement that our auditor was warning us against. I think the right way to handle this would be to have management come up with the checklist, and management immediately prepare the checklist to see whether it complies with our current policies and procedures manual. And that's going to take a while. Management's going to have to come up with forms. Management's going to have to come up with ways that they're going to spend their valuable time reviewing, and it is valuable time, because it's going to get things into shape. And it may take, if we're lucky, 6 months, and if we're not lucky, 6 years. And we'll try to get it done, and management will help us, and maybe we'll be able to get that part of it done. And so I approve it. I think it should be its own separate motion. I don't think it should wait for revision of the policies and procedures manual, and I think it should rely heavily on management. As to the second resolution, which I consider now split, which is the question of revision of the policies and procedures manual, there I think we can also proceed with all deliberate speed, but it can go a little slower. I think the first thing we should do is get the policies and procedures manual to the current auditor. Then he will make suggestions. That additional money is worthwhile. And then with that, we will meet again, and then we will consider possible revisions, additions to the policies and procedures manual. Management will already be having all its hands full trying to do already the good things that the current policies and procedures manual have to say. Maybe they can get a quarter or a half of them done in time for our next meeting. This is going to be a work in progress, and it's going to be hard. So that's my comment.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Seth? So
yes, ma'am.
I hear you, and I understand what you're saying. Yeah, the issue is money. Money to pay our independent auditor, Tony, and money... What the organization really needs is an internal auditor, and that internal auditor would be responsible for those checklist items. So
that's what I think is normally done. You can ask our auditor, but that's the way normal companies do it.
Well, I'm telling you that's what's been done, because I do know that. So
yes, ma'am.
Considering the fact that we have no money and we don't have an internal auditor, how are you suggesting that as a committee that we carry out our charge to make sure that the internal controls are adequate?
Yeah, what I would do is, since we basically trust management,
but we want to make management stronger and we want to hold management accountable. We would say to management, okay, look, can you please provide adequate controls and checks so that, say, for check requisition, the items 1, A to G, et cetera, are carried out? And how do you want to do it? That's why I thought that a lot of it would have to be done in person. And they would say, oh, we're going to make a form for items A through F, and we're going to have somebody check on items B and G or something like that. And that's that we can do pretty cheaply. We can do it right away, and it won't be everything, but we can tighten things up maybe 50% in 3 months. And then that would be tremendous measurable improvement, and we would not be killing management. They would still get a chance to manage, and we would make measurable progress. That sort of thing. I would go through the manual with management, ask management to report back to us in a very timely fashion, maybe at our next scheduled meeting, with maybe their written report of what their plan was to comply with our current policies and procedures manual. And simultaneously, on a separate track, I would spend some money and get our current policies and procedures manual to our current auditor while he still has our knowledge hot and fresh in his mind, and say, do you want to add 5 other potential items that we might revise and extend or whatever it is? And then we would take that up one meeting at a time, and we would, like, slowly try to push the boulder up the hill. And we wouldn't bankrupt ourselves doing it.
Okay. Okay.
This is Lisa for the stack. I'm sorry. This is Lisa for the stack.
Okay. Let's just try to get a time check. 1 second, Lisa. Just give me a time. We need to...
11:01.
Okay. We are... beyond our time, but this is such a fruitful discussion that I would like to continue. So could we just get unanimous consent to extend for how many minutes?
I move to extend 15 minutes.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Jane. Okay. Is there any objection to extending by 15 minutes? Okay. Hearing none, let's go to Lisa, and let's try to wrap up this exactly what we're going to do.
Right.
That would be combining, you know, the work and the action items, actually. Okay, Lisa, go for it.
I just want to say we should not even necessarily assume that a lot of management has been working from the policies and procedures manual, or that they are aware of this policy and procedure manual, because one of the things that the auditor said is that people are relatively doing things separately. The stations are almost acting independently. So, as I've emphasized before, I won't get into it so much, but we need to make sure that we have a strong policies and procedures manual that we say this is what we want them to be working from to the best of their ability. And to that extent, and I think the way that I heard Nia make the suggestion was to look at some of the deficiencies that the auditor had reported in the management letter, and at least make sure that our policies and procedures manual, the policies and procedures that we have in place, are somewhat consistent with what he's recommending, or that we have things that might address what he's recommending, because he might see some things that maybe was overlooked. So it's important for the audit committee to do that. And then I think that once we have a strong policies and procedures manual, and I sort of like the word review, because review implies that if somebody does have suggestions for it and says, oh, you know what, this was 2007, certain things have happened in 2009 and 2010, and we need to address some of these things in terms of maybe financial reporting procedures that could have even happened that the government might not be saying we need to do. So we always need to have the room for change if we need to adjust. And I move that we proceed with starting with the policies and procedures manual, reviewing it, making sure that it addresses the issues that the auditor has raised, and also to allow for input from the CFO, I guess the IED. And I would even still say, you know, people who work with the finance committee, or I know that they worked with the first one, I believe. But, you know, we should at least allow for there to be room for input if people have some concerns about some of the things that are in it.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Tony?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Tony,
if you had to draft this motion, what would you say that our marching order should be, as Campbell put it?
If I were drafting the motion, I think the motion would read, the Audit Committee assigns to management the task of, the Audit Committee assigns hereby tasks the management of the organization with the development of an accounting policies and procedures manual and to periodically report back to the, whichever committee it may be, the progress, you know, it's going to go along the lines of to flesh out a plan and then to implement it and then periodically report back with periodic reporting back to the board of directors.
So in this, you would exclude the audit committee altogether?
Well, I'm sorry. You know, when I say the audit committee, I'm sorry. I wasn't being clear. When I use audit committee and when I use the board of directors, I tend to use them interchangeably because they're one and the same. You're an extension of the board of directors to the audit committee.
Okay, so let's do it over. You're saying that the audit committee should assign to management the task of do you have this, Campbell? So the task.
I'm working on it. Yeah.
The responsibility to develop a plan of corrective action. And implement adequate and standardized policies and procedures to be implemented throughout all of the stations.
Could we say based on issues raised in the 09
yeah.
management letter?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Arising from the audit report. At the conclusion of the 2008 audit, 2009 audit, the audit committee tasks the management with the development with a corrective plan of action, developing a corrective plan of action, and periodically reporting back to the board of directors the progress.
Okay.
Chair, this is
right.
Jane. I'd like to get on the back.
Okay. Okay, Jane, go ahead.
I just want to make a comment. I remember that the procedure that was used for developing this policies and procedures document is that our former CFO met at regular intervals with the business managers and the finance committee and the audit committee. So I think we should just be aware that it did get hashed out very well before, and I liked the things in the original motion from Lisa, perhaps, that both of these motions will go forward when we're done. I think they both are complementary, the one that you're working on now and also Lisa's. I think they complement each other.
I have to say, Jane, you must have read my mind. I thought the same thing. Okay. Now, does anybody else want to comment and then... we'll go to a vote on this.
Just a
okay.
point of information. I'm sorry,
yes.
Point of information.
Go ahead,
I'm a little
Lisa.
Confused because I'm hearing now two motions. So
okay, well,
if somebody could just explain what the two motions are.
Okay. Well, I think, Tony's... the reason I asked Tony, if he had to craft it, what would he say? Tony obviously cannot make motions. I wanted to hear, you know, what his mindset
right.
was. And it's fine. So maybe this could be an amendment to yours, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Could Campbell read the motion that was on the table?
Lisa's motion, Campbell.
My fingers fell off about 5 minutes ago.
We can't have that, Campbell. We can't have that.
Tony was indicating that the audit committee assigns to management the task of developing an accounting policies and procedures manual and periodically report back with a plan. And let's see, there was somewhere in there, okay, here's where the plan was. Plan of corrective action and implement adequate and standardized procedures based on the audit report 2009, the management letter, and that this would be reported back to the audit committee. Jane was mentioning that the former CFO met with business managers and the audit committee in the development of the policy and procedures manual, and I kind of missed what happened after that until Lisa okay. indicated that she was confused because she's hearing two motions.
Right. I think, Jane, correct me if I'm wrong. You were okay with Lisa's motion, right, Jane?
Well, I wanted to hear Lisa's motion read back because I forgot
yes.
what it was.
Yes. Lisa's...
Oh, going back further?
No. It should just be before Lisa. That's the part that's coming up with the checklist and comparing the policy and procedures manual with the current management letter and coming up with the checklist. That's the gist of that one.
Right.
Okay.
You should just have it just before that.
Now, what I had before Tony was that, let's see, we review policy and procedures manual, make sure it incorporates what was in the management letter.
Right.
That was, there was a bit of an introduction to that that I think I got better because the last part when you said I move that was kind of towards the end of this and right. you had indicated that we shouldn't assume that management is acting in accordance with this policy and procedures manual. We need to ensure that management is acting in accord with that. The audit committee should ensure that the policies and procedures manual is consistent with what the auditor believes we need to incorporate. And then you
okay.
indicated
that's
that we...
I'm sorry, Cam, but that's a bit long. Lisa, you know, for the future, let's get into the habit of emailing our motions to the secretary because it makes his or her life much easier.
Thank you, Lord.
What did you say?
Are you by your computer?
Yeah, I'm one of the worst motion makers in the world, but let me try to do this real briefly.
Did you write down what you said?
No. I'll do it. Let me just...
Campbell had it there. He went on just a little bit too long.
Right. But he had the gist of it.
Yeah.
Read the brackets, Campbell. I think you mentioned something about the brackets.
About the what?
Brackets. When you were doing...
Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. This was where Tony was speaking, and he put in he sort of put in a bracketed piece, said that the audit committee assigns to management the task of developing an accounting policies and procedures manual and that they would periodically report back on the plan and how they were doing with that, that in this process there'd be a plan of corrective action and implementation that would ensure adequate and standardized procedures based on the audit report of 2009, the management letter, and the management letter. And this would be reported back to the audit committee.
Okay, that's perfect.
Chair?
Yes, Jane?
Thank you. That motion says that we should charge them with developing something, but since we already have something, I think that the wording of that motion is kind of leading us astray because we need to speak specifically to the fact that we have a document, and it appears that it addresses a lot of what was in this management letter, although perhaps not everything. And so I think we need to speak specifically to our particular situation, which is that we have a very lengthy document, which we as a committee need to familiarize ourselves, plus we need to get this very clear input from management.
So I
think if we could move forward with Lisa's motion this month, and then at the next, and then perhaps after we we ourselves understand the what how our document relates to what's recommended, then, well, I'm sorry, I don't have.
No, you're correct. I agree with you, Jane. Lisa,
I was just typing something.
Yeah, we'll work on it so that Canva can have it, because it's very difficult when you're writing a lot of stuff.
Right. Do you want me to just briefly review what I just wrote, or?
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Right. I move that the audit committee review the policies and procedures.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to
send this out. I'll send this out. If this is okay, I'll send it out, because I'm also typing it. So I'll send it to you if everybody agrees with this. Right. I move that the audit committee review the policies and procedures manual that was adopted in 2007 and that it incorporate and or compare the recommendations put forward in the 2010 management letter from the auditor. And we welcome input from... I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's fiscal ending 2009.
Okay, so from the... and the incorporator compared the recommendations put forward in the 2009 management letter from the auditor, and we welcome input from the ED and the CFO.
Go back. So when you compare, I didn't remember what you said. When you do the comparison between the positive procedures manual and the management letter, and to come up with anything else that was mentioned in the letter that's not part of the policy, I didn't hear that addressed in there.
Could you repeat what you just said?
Are you including the checklist?
I didn't specifically say anything about the checklist, but I can add that in there. Hold on. I move that the audit committee review the policies and procedures manual that was adopted in 2007 and that it incorporate and or compare the recommendations put forward in the 2009 management letter from the auditor. So does that capture it, or do I need to say something more specific about?
Yeah, that's good.
So this is... Right, this is, and then I put we welcome input from the ED and the CFO, something like that. So is this sufficient, what I just wrote?
Well, instead of saying we welcome, that we'll work in collaboration. Can you start on the top again? Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Doing great.
I moved that the audit committee review the policies and procedures manual that was adopted in 2007 and that it incorporate and or compare the recommendations put forward in the 2009 management letter from the auditor.
Okay. And then after we do that, we need to do something. What do we do with it afterwards?
What Tony asked for or suggested.
Right.
Okay.
If I can remember what Tony said, is to assign, and Tony probably fell asleep. No, he's on the West Coast.
No, I'm him.
I'm just kidding. He woke up real fast, right?
Well, maybe something like, and based on the completion of the review.
If I can interject, excuse me. As the oversight committee, the audit, you want management to come back to you with a plan of corrective action and then periodically report back to you the progress they're making. And when I stated, you know, development of policies and procedures manual, that by no means excludes using whatever you've developed, whatever you've got in hand. You know, what is it you want them to do? You want them to come back and say, audit committee, This is the process we're going to go through. This is our laid out plan of action, and these are the steps. And periodically, we'll come back to you and report the progress that we're making on implementation, on developing the policies and procedures, which may encompass the stuff that's already been developed, and then getting it implemented at the stations.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Lisa. So let's paraphrase that.
Okay.
Were you typing?
Yeah, I was trying to type, but I'm sure I wasn't getting what he was saying.
I, I could keep, this is Jane, I hate to keep talking, but I was, maybe there's something helpful I could say here, is that I think here at Pacifica we're under such financial constraints. In a way, I think what we're, some of us are trying to do here is to help out, you know, not at all to micromanage at all, but simply to help carry a little bit of the burden here. So we're aware that we as a committee need to make sure that this is happening. And so in the process of educating ourselves about how our existing document relates to what, you know, what the management letter has pointed out, I think we're hoping that we might be able to help facilitate in a way. So even though what Tony's saying is absolutely, you know, very, very important, and we need to stay focused on the fact that they, you know, as our paid staff, they're the ones who really need to be doing this and reporting back to us. But I almost think at this point we're in such miserable shape that we as a committee need to provide some very clear and precise recommendation to the PMB that says, PMB, we recommend that you ask management to, you know, do A, B, and C. So I think that the next thing that our committee needs to do is to kind of merge our awareness of how we stand with our policy document, and say, you know, what do we need in order to implement this, or what changes are needed. So we need to give management a very clear question or direction, but I don't think we're at the point of being able to do that until we bring ourselves up to speed. And I think in the process of bringing ourselves up to speed, maybe we can carry a little bit of the burden that our understaffed national office, you know, is being put through.
Okay. So, thanks, Jane. So, Lisa, start
yeah.
from the top and read what you have, including
right.
The accountability part of it.
Right. Here's what I'm. Hello.
And people are dropping like flies off the call.
Right. Here's what I have, and as I was typing, I don't think I got what Jane just said, but hopefully this will address the concerns. I move that the audit committee review the policies and procedures manual that was adopted in 2007 and that it incorporate and or compare the recommendations put forward in the 2009 management letter from the auditor, and based upon the completion of this review of the manual, that management work on a plan of implementation that will address the deficiencies in the management letter and that will include periodic progress reports to the audit committee.
That sounds
pretty good.
Good. Can
good.
I make a
bill for the stack?
Okay, Bill.
I think it sounds good. I just don't want to delay. I don't want management to think that, you know, they don't have to do anything for another month or two or however long it takes us to get the comparisons done, because, you know, we got a early version of this in January and they knew pretty much what it is, and it's pretty similar to what was in the management letter last year. So, I mean, I think they could go ahead and start giving us some sort of report to the PNB
exactly.
while we're working on
okay.
the comparison.
Okay. So what deadline do you want to give them, Bill? By?
Well, I'd like to get a brief report at each PNB meeting.
Sure, hold
on. But in writing, so it doesn't have to take up the meeting time if we don't get to the... to the report.
Okay, fine. So at every teleconference meeting, starting with, we can't do this Friday. I guess we could do this Friday. That's a little soon, isn't it? Want to start with this Friday?
Well, they could give a one paragraph report to begin
okay.
with, if that's what I'm
okay.
for.
Starting, okay, Lisa. So starting Friday, March 26th.
Hold on one second.
Is that?
Hold on one second.
Wait a minute.
At every meeting, starting at every teleconference meeting and in-person, at every teleconference and in-person meeting, starting Friday, March 26th.
Okay, so we should receive... the periodic report should be made, hold on.
Monthly?
Well, let's not say monthly. Whenever the PNB meets, I think that's Bill's gist, right? We want a report,
yeah.
Correct, Bill? Right.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Preferably in writing. It could be brief.
Right.
Like that one
so that
paragraph.
Periodic reports should be made to the PNB, starting with what meeting?
Written periodic reports starting Friday, March 26th.
Could you say written status reports addressing the deficiencies in the management letter?
Well, I think
status.
You had that before. We just want to say, right, based on
progress
what you
report.
Read before, right?
May I be on
beginning
the
with,
Madam Chair?
Beginning with,
one second,
sorry,
Campbell. Oh, Lisa, I hate to keep doing this to you. Why don't you read what you have and see how it...
No problem. Because I made a correction based on what... I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the person. But I made a correction based on what he just said about the timeline. I moved that the audit committee review the policies and procedures manual that was adopted in 2007 and that it incorporate and or compare the recommendations put forward in the 2009 management letter from the auditor and that management begin to work on a, or I should have that management immediately begin to work on a plan of implementation that will address the deficiencies in the management letter and that will include periodic progress reports to the, I have to the audit committee, but maybe it should be to the PNB. To the PNB.
To the audit committee and the PNB, because not all of you are on the Pacifica National Board, and that's your responsibility is to know.
Right. But my assumption was that if they make it to the PNB, then we could all automatically get it from the PNB. But okay, to the audit committee and the PNB, written status reports should be. I confused myself with the last sentence. Written status reports should begin with the March 26, 2010 PNB meeting. Written status reports should begin with
what
the March
26.
Status reports. I have it like written, so they should. They don't have to be that long. But written status progress reports should begin with the March 26, 2010. PNB meeting, correct?
The teleconference.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, Bill, I was just saying reports addressing the deficiencies in the management report, just so they'll know what we want them to report on.
I put in that management began to work on a plan of implementation that will address the deficiencies in the management letter.
Well, let's say identified in the management letter, because you could be...
That will address the deficiencies identified. Okay. Identified in the management letter, and that will include periodic reports to the audit committee and the PNB. Written status reports should begin with the March 26, 2010 PNB meeting.
Sorry, make sure you say. See, I want to make sure that at every meeting, teleconference and in person. However, you put that in there.
This is Leslie.
Leslie?
I'm sorry, Nia, was I interrupting? I'm kind of thinking out loud.
I thought you wanted to be recognized.
I do. But
go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm thinking about this, and it's tough because there are a lot of words in my head. I'd like to add the words after work on in consultation with the audit committee. Is that asking too much of us or of management? That we're working with management in developing this process? Because otherwise we've handed it over to management and really lost any input into the process.
Okay.
because all we're doing is getting reports back, and we don't haven't left ourselves an avenue for conversation about this. And I think the presumption from management would be, frankly, that anything they do is fine because all we're asking for is a completed process.
And we have to make sure that the process is effective without micromanaging.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'd hate to say to management, give us a process, and they go to all this work and give us a process, and then we say, and by the way, we hate it.
Right.
Okay.
And they say, well, you just asked for a process, and we gave it to you.
Maybe I should have it at management concurrently.
Well, my suggestion was in consultation with the audit committee, but leave it open.
Sorry, Leslie. Go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking out loud. I don't want to make it too strict either, but I want to leave that avenue open.
Right. So where you have work on, Lisa, there's a part where you have work on?
Yeah.
Right.
Something that management works on something in collaboration.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm afraid I'm going to have to see you guys later.
Okay, Melinda. Okay. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us, but we just need to iron this out. No problem. We'll email it to you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you. My dear.
I think I might be able to short circuit this by if you amend the motion to say to plan of action for a review and approval, for review and approval by the audit committee.
That would work if it's not too late in the game, okay, if they don't go too far.
Okay. Well, that work
Can we have a liaison with the managers?
Okay. One second. Tony, for review and approval, and again, I keep harping on this because I want us to keep in mind what our responsibility is. I probably say it in different ways every time I say it, and it's to make sure that we are satisfied that management has established an effective process for maintaining adequate internal controls and procedures for accurate financial reporting. That is our key responsibility. So I think that wording needs to be in there. So, and if you ask me to say it, let me see if I can remember. Working collaboration with ED and CFO to ensure that management has established an effective process for maintaining adequate internal controls.
You know something, I'm sorry, before you continue, could you start over with what you just said? I'll write it down and then try to incorporate it into the motion.
I know it's hard. It's no problem. Where should I go now? Ensure we're in collaboration with the audit committee, ED, and CFO. I think I said that management has established, right, an effective.
The management established.
Has established an effective process for maintaining adequate internal controls and procedures for accurate financial reporting.
And
is that good, Tony?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. And procedures. for adequate?
Accurate financial reporting. Yes, you want to make sure it's
accurate. Reporting.
Correct.
Financial reporting. Hold on a second, a moment.
Madam Chair, may I be added to the stack?
Okay. Whose voice was that?
This is Dutch.
Okay. I think I heard Bill.
Bill
Chandra and then Dutch. Do I have them correctly?
Did you get Campbell in there?
I have a previous commitment, and we're well beyond. I think it goes in the right direction. I would vote for this motion if it seems to reflect where we are now. I've just got to
Okay.
go.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dutch. Thank you. I'm sorry your first meeting is so long, but I promise the next one won't be that long. The folks that were on here before will tell you that I normally don't go this long, but we want to make sure that we work this out.
Pleasure to be working with this group of minds for this task. Thank
you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure working with you, too. Bye-bye. How is our scribe doing? Lisa?
Oh, I got all these things written all over. Let me try to see if I can get the gist of everything, so bear with me a moment. Can I just have a minute to read it over to myself, and then I'll read it out loud to you all?
Yes, you certainly may. I think Bill wanted to say something in the interim.
Yeah, and I don't have any more language for the motion, but I was just going to suggest that as a practicality, maybe we could have just a few people from the committee, Nia and maybe a couple others, to meet periodically with our management to work out the details of, like Leslie was talking about, we need to work with management rather than wait till the end. And, you know, this can be informally over the phone or whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's where our little work group could come in. Let's see, has been volunteered? Oh, no, everybody don't go.
Okay. I'll volunteer.
Okay. Chandra, did you want to say something in the interim? Did I hear you, Chandra? Oh, Chandra,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here. Two things. One is... Do we have in the, of course, we have to wait till Lisa comes back, work in collaboration with management?
We're going to put that in there.
Okay. And then the other question I had was what would be an effective way of working in collaboration without micromanaging? In other words, could we have somebody from each station who's on the audit committee meeting with them monthly or weekly or whatever, or is the group that you suggested, that people that are going to volunteer, going to do that with all five stations?
Well, you know, if you're asking me, I like for all of us to meet when we make a final decision and we can invite Arlene and LaVarne. That's the way. That's where you guys could hear. You could also give your feedback. And no one sounds to me on this call sounds like he or she has any inclination to micromanage. So I don't think that would be a problem. And I certainly would manage the meeting to make sure that does not happen. So you can have all confidence in me that I would certainly do that, Chandra. That's all I can offer you right now, maybe because the hour is late.
Okay. That sounds
fine. May I read the gist of what I have, because I think I got what people's concerns were, and if for some reason it's not exactly written as it should be, would it be okay if I reworked it and then sent it to you all, and then if you all could add your input, because the TMB would have to pass this motion no matter what, correct?
Right. But I need to take this on Friday. So go ahead and read.
Oh, no, this will be, trust me, I'm not talking about coming in like a couple of days later, but I don't want to keep people on a half an hour longer, you know, to just...
No, it won't be half an hour.
Okay, so I move that the audit committee review the policies and procedures manual that was adopted in 2007 and that it incorporate and or compare the recommendations put forward in the 2009 management letter from the auditor, and that management concurrently, in conjunction with the audit committee, begin to work on a plan of implementation based on the 2007 manual that will address the deficiencies identified in the management letter, and that will include adequate internal controls and procedures for accurate financial reporting. written progress reports or monthly written progress reports will be expected, or monthly written progress reports will be included. Monthly written progress reports will be provided for the PNB, or progress reports will be provided for the PNB at each PNB meeting, something like that?
Yes, at each PNB teleconference or in-person meeting.
Right, each PNB teleconference or in-person meeting at each PNB. So is that sort of like the gist of it?
Yes. Campbell?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Did I hear Leslie in the background there, or Jane, or what did, or am I hearing?
You hear Leslie? Leslie's still here.
Yes.
I haven't given up the ghost yet. I haven't eaten dinner either, though.
Okay.
So you never know.
Okay.
I could fall over from hunger any moment now.
Okay. So is everybody happy with that? I mean, Lisa will tweak it along the way, then send it out. Is everybody good with it?
Sounds good.
Good by me. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Lisa, Nia, Campbell, everybody, for hanging in with this.
Bill,
I want to thank everybody as well.
Is everybody else here?
I'm here.
Yes.
Okay,
Jane.
I'm still here.
Jane, I know Chandra is here. How about Jane?
Yes, I'm here.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Bill is still here. All righty. So we'll let Lisa will work that. You try to get that out.
I'm going to get it out tonight.
Well, send it to Campbell and me, and then we'll take a look at it really quickly.
Okay.
You want to send it to everybody before we send it out to everybody?
Yeah.
How about if we do that? And also, would anybody mind sending it to Leslie, because Leslie had the language about the collaboration? Would that be okay with folks?
Sure. I'll send it to you, Leslie and Campbell.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure that Jane and Chandra are okay with that.
Okay with me.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you do is actually it's close enough for me. I mean, anything you can do to streamline it sounds good.
Okay, so between the four of us, we promise that we will get this out. Now the hour is late, and we actually did pretty well because we combined some of the items. What we have left really is to give notice for the election of permanent chair and secretary. And to review the action items, which I guess we just did that, really, what we're going to be doing. So we will do the election, to give notice for the election of permanent chair and secretary.
Well, do we have eight people on this call, eight members?
I don't know.
Bethune's here.
If we had eight members, we could authorize Nia to go ahead with that notification.
Okay.
If nobody calls for a quorum, we can do that.
Wesley's here. Bill's here. Lisa's here. Jane's here. Seth, are you there? Okay, Seth is gone. Melinda's gone. Campbell's here. Dutch just left. Leslie's here. Joe? Nia? Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, we do have 8.
I move that Nia be authorized to go ahead and send out notice of the election of chair and secretary to the audit committee.
Okay.
I second it.
Without objection.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. It was such a pleasure working with you guys. This is lovely. It's been a very nice start. Oh, my gosh.
I think all of our hair remains intact so far.
This is the nicest committee meeting I've ever attended. Everybody's so cordial.
Oh, you know, people always say that about the audit committee, right, Lisa? Because Joe is gone. They always say. Yeah. It's really a nice, respectful committee, Chandra.
It's been great.
I make sure that people behave with civility and respect. That is a must. Nothing else.
Absolutely.
Let's accept it. Okay, it was wonderful working with you folks, and we will chat via email, I'm sure, and in live on Monday, April 12th.
Okay, I just want to say we appreciate your forthright you're being
yes.
forthright. We really appreciate that. Don't ever be afraid to be that way.
Oh, listen, Tony doesn't want to lose his license. He has to do this, right Tony?
That's right.
Just as long as we don't start getting like the Tea Partiers. Just joking.
No. Shit, yeah. Tony is he's very respectful, and he respects his license, and he also loves the foundation. He's a regular listener to KPFA, and he's a member.
Yep.
So that's
fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
all right. So there goes the objectivity.
Yeah.
No.
But he always concludes his audit report with, "I love the foundation," so that makes it all worthwhile.
Yes. And he genuinely does. I mean, when we interviewed him, he said that he listens. He's a fan of Mary Bird, so he walks the talk, which is good. Okay, so
I really love to go to my office on Sunday morning from 5 to lunchtime, so I can listen to Mary in peace and quiet and get some work done. And it's a religious time for me.
Well, I will make sure to let her know that she will appreciate it.
Go, Mary Bird.
Okay, folks, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. I'm so moved.
Between the four of us, we will work on this thing and get it out to you guys. I won't go to bed, I promise. Okay.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night.